Hello, Patriots. Thanks for stopping by. Lori and company, Encircle Us. I wanted to give you some updates and to tell you something that is on my mind. We haven't had any visitors out to our place in years. And without much notice, we were told about my husband's nephew, his big brother's son, coming. And that nephew didn't say anything about being here with his wife and kids, just that he was going to come. And that was, I think, last week. And then a couple of days ago, he said he'd come over in the morning at 7 o'clock in the morning. It didn't really matter whether that was convenient for me, but that's the time he chose to come over. And because I've been working on project, labor of love, I went to bed at 3 o'clock last night, and I set my alarm to get, and well, it didn't, went off, but it went off at 9:30, and I know I set it for 7 o'clock. So I missed the visit, didn't get to see my husband's nephew, or catch up, or I haven't seen him in years, like 10 years. And all because of my obsession over trying to do this, which has taken such a toll on me. And I'm not complaining. I'm just explaining to you, you know, how the people that are fighting so hard and trying to be blunt and get the word out and try and do shows, and people that are going to the Reckoning Fest and the Time to Free America events and all the other events that are suddenly coming on the scene that are being done by foundations and organizations and people like the Moms for Liberty group that just began. You know, all kinds of events are happening. The people that are doing this are not doing it for fun, people. Okay, they're doing it because they know that we are, you know, 5 minutes to midnight. Okay, it's sink or swim time. It's now or never time. And, you know, I had no idea when I went to bed last night at 3 o'clock, because I couldn't get finished with the directory like I planned, that I would end up missing out on this visit from my husband's nephew. And I apologize to him. I'm not going to say his name, because he'll probably get attacked by you freaking leftists. That I wasn't up to make you breakfast. I also would have liked to have been able to show you around. And, you know, when you came out the last time, I cooked and took and entertained you and your friend. It would have been nice to spend a little bit more time than a quick visit at 7 o'clock in the morning without your kids and without your wife. I'm just saying that you should be, you know, cognizant that it's not every day that you come out to California. It would have been nice to have a little bit more notice and been able to plan and have, like, my daughter was had to be at her house because there was an inspector coming, a repair person, so she couldn't come up. So, you know, it's like when you're talking about having people get together, if you all live in the same area, it's not a big deal. It's just, you know, easy to do. But most people are scattered around the country and world now. And so what the concept also involves is Operation Rainbow, the 9/11 annual memorial festival benefit, and you choose the benefit you, which cause you want to focus on, is that everyone knows that on 9/11, that people are going to be planning their reunions, that they're going to be coming to, you know, not just celebrate the deaths of the victims of 9/11 and all the people that died later on, the first responders who were cleaning up that toxic waste dump that had thermite in it, but also that they are celebrating lives and catching up and sharing pictures and stories. And I find out stuff that I had no idea about. And a lot of it has to do with the info that other people have that, you know, you didn't, that you missed out on, or you were out of the room and going to the bathroom when your grandma was talking about it or whatever. So it's important that we do this as a civilization, as a people, to stay connected, to stay in the circle, you know, the circle of life. You know, this is, you know, like John Wayne said, circle the wagons. You know, it's about staying in the loop, okay, that you don't fall off on the wayside and get forgotten about. I wanted to give you that intro so you can understand why I'm so, my little experience with my nephew coming, or my husband's nephew coming, you know, everything's in shambles here. We've had to tear up the floor because we started right when Lance Wallnau and Gene Bailey and rest of their crew, Dutch Sheets and Mario Murillo, who's doing the event in March 12th through the 15th up in Bakersfield, Tent Revival. And when they were praying about the, you know, fire of the Lord and the, you know, flood coming and that, you know, it'd be washing down and like a, you know, like a glorious river, and suddenly our floors just start filling up with water. And there wasn't any leak from the dishwasher. It wasn't any leak from the water line on the refrigerator. It wasn't the pipes, under the cabinets, totally dry. It was coming up through the floor. And the only thing that we can figure out, because we can't, we have such a huge deductible that we can't even, you know, have the insurance pay for it, but they probably wouldn't pay for it anyway. They'd say, oh, that's a maintenance problem. They always charge you up the kazoo for insurance, and then they always wiggle out of it ever paying when you need it. What we can figure out is that because we've had a drought out here in California for the last two decades, basically, maybe longer, the soil became turgent, like compacted, I think. And so the rain, when it came, I mean, you know, thank you, Wayne. You said you were a rainmaker. You made the rain come, baby. Thank you. It's actually lush in this area again, instead of like a, you know, dry dust bowl, Oklahoma. But anyway, when the rain came, I think my husband doesn't agree, but I'm pretty sure that the earth was so condensed and compacted and like concrete, basically, that it couldn't absorb the water. And so I think the water was actually coming up through the slab, because we don't have pipes in our slab, so it's not that. But the reason I'm telling you that is that, you know, besides the fact that it's always something, you know, we finally get company, and then the whole place looks like a wreck. And I was so exhausted by the time I went to bed from what I was trying to do with this ICU in Circle S guide, I went to bed too late. And then I know I set my alarm for 7 a.m. so I could get up and see our company. And my alarm didn't go off until 9:40, which is, you know, I obviously wouldn't say set the alarm for 9:40. So something is being, you know, I feel like I'm being screwed with all the time. And I'm sorry to say it that way, but that's what it comes down to. All right, I wanted to go over, I don't know if you know it, but, you know, they have the ability to make your electric power usage go, you know, skyrocketing, so you have $2,000 bill and you don't know how it happened. We've had it happen with our water, where suddenly, you know, the water bill's humongous because, oh, there must be a leak on your property, which, you know, this suddenly shows up. It's these people that have jobs that are in power, a lot of them are wicked. And that's why we're trying to get good people together, because the last thing people need in their short time on earth is to be harassed and screwed with all the time. But I digress. Anyway, so I wanted to go over this directory. No one's asked me to do this. I'm doing this because I think it makes total sense, especially if we end up having a big EMF, you know, energy attack, or God forbid something worse. It would be nice to be able to know who people are and what they look like, so that you could actually recognize them and feel confident. Like right now, I could have somebody come to my door and, you know, it can look a lot like Donald Trump, but it doesn't mean that it's Donald Trump, because, and whether you realize it or not, what's been being revealed is that they have, CIA has come out and said that, you know, they perfected it with Hollywood and the scum in Hollywood, the art of disguise so well that the person who was in charge of the, you know, special department, think, you know, James Bond, Skyfall, that kind of thing, that person came to a meeting as somebody else and they didn't even know it, because it's so believable and it moves like a normal person, and, you know, you can't even tell it's a mask. So what I'm trying to say is I'm putting these faces to names so that you have an idea what they look like and who they are and why I'm including them. A lot of them are people you've never heard of, but I know that there are, you know, they're with the Alliance, put it that way. You know, think about Star Wars, you know, Federation Alliance, you know, the good people that are standing up against evil. Emperor Palpatine in Star Wars, which came out in the 70s, was the first movie I ever saw on the big screen that was about science fiction. My big brother took me and my twin to see it. We were blown away by the special effects. George Lucas is a visionary. But Emperor Palpatine, that person who played him, was chosen in the 70s. He looks like George Soros. Is that just a coincidence, or is that the divine hand of God? All right, so I'm going to go over these quickly. And if you don't, a lot of them, as I said, these aren't people who are pro-Trump. These are people that are pro-liberty, pro-free speech, pro-America, pro-West, pro their own country, whether it be Britain or Brazil or Australia, that they want what's best for their people and their country, okay? And what's best for your country and your people is not fascism, and that's what we're experiencing now. And if you don't understand that, then you're not paying attention. And so people like me keep thinking, oh, no, people will wake up and they'll get it. They'll get it. Yeah, they'll get it. And it just keeps continuing. And that's very, you know, if the good, what they call the white hats, are really in charge, then stop screwing with us, the people, because it's really, really frustrating and hard to feel confident and optimistic and upbeat when you see your country going down the tubes and having people arrested like Donald Trump's friends and advisors have been. And that are on being paid by tax dollars, on TV, meetings, and on the news, at congressional hearings, that restrict more speaking, that, you know, that we're terrorists and all this stuff. I mean, who the hell are these people? Have you had enough people? Because I sure as hell have. They can't get anyone to join the service, which used to be a volunteer military that used to be the most educated and decent group of sacrificing honorable people. Now it's filled with mental cases. You go take a shower with some guy who's thinks he's these are mentally ill people, okay? I'm sorry you don't like hearing that. I'm not saying being gay is mentally ill. I'm saying people that are gender confused, people who cross-dress, people who act like women but they're really men. That's not who you want running things or in the military. So now the military is having a problem with getting enough standing, maybe, if you pay attention. You people are stupid and wicked, which is a bad combination. All right. Obviously, I'm losing my temper, which makes me look like I'm losing, and I'm not. I've just been so harassed and screwed with that I just can't take it. I just have to step away. All right, so I don't know if you know it, but Ted Nugent, he's a patriot. Everyone thinks he's crazy. He's not. He's as sane as they come. He's done drugs. I don't even think he drinks. And he has a lot of really advanced skills. And I happen to know a deer hunter. And, I've seen deer butchered. And I've shot guns. And, I'm not no prima donna, put it that way. But Ted Nugent, his skills need to be conveyed to the kids, young people, youth, teens, because the left has intentionally created a generation of wussies. Okay, I could use another word with a P, but I said wussies instead. You're making a bunch of wimps, okay, because you don't want men with testosterone that don't take crap off a whack job psychopath like what's charged right now. You don't want people to join militias and up to D.C. and say, you're not certifying this vote election. The other part is that they stop the people that were there, which were mostly just veterans and patriots and rally attendees, but there also were militias there and special forces to observe and document what went down. And they're naming names of the dirty cops and dirty cabal that was there, insurgents. And, if you got arrested and you were, rioting with the rest of the scum Democrat base, if someone came to you and said, hey, you come to the D.C. and you make some trouble and we'll drop the charges. That's what they're doing. They're going around the law, doing their own thing, and then they're slow walking, giving the evidence, giving discovery, to make it so that it's called lawfare. They're making it impossible to get a fair trial. These men are supposed to be, and women, are supposed to be given a jury of their peers. The people in D.C. are not their peers. Okay, these are people from other parts of the country. They should be tried as they're constitutionally entitled by a jury of their peers. Okay, D.C. scumbags are not, and Satanists are not their peers. Okay, and you people are freaking wicked. And I denounce you in the name of Jesus Christ Almighty. You will drop dead because of what you've done to these innocent citizens. Okay, you are done being in charge. I declare it in the name of Jesus Christ Almighty. Amen. You want to fight? You want to take on the whole army of the Lord? You're going to be wishing you had not messed with us. Ugh. All right. So, on a happier note, Whispering Ponies is part of the ranches that can help kids that are, have been abused and need to be. Need to be healed. Okay, there's going to be more places being filled. Toby Keith already had a kids' corral, which he provides lodging for people who are going through, families that are going through cancer, so that the families can have a place to stay without having to worry about the expense of being at a hotel. So God bless Toby Keith. Spring Ponies happens to be run by a husband and wife, Tom Horn, who used to be a pastor, a good man, had some interesting experiences. He writes a lot of books, and so did his wife. Her book, I think, was called Fences. But these are such good people. These are such good people, and they need your support financially because they can't do what they're supposed to do and have been called by the Lord to do if they don't have any operating money. You know, there's so many good FBI and even CIA and cops. They're having their reputations ruined by the scumbag Democrat administration under Obama and Hillary and Biden. They hire nothing but whack jobs and losers. And so they're making the good cops and the good military and the good FBI and the good intelligence agencies employees leave because they see what's going on. And you know, would you want to risk your pension and your big fat salary by saying, hey, you know, why are you hiring this person? They're mental. Oh, you're a bigot. Oh, you're anti-LGBTQP for a pervert. Yeah. So people just leave. So then you end up with a whole generation of scumbags that are in our government. For example, Reality Winner, you know, she was selling and leaking secrets. All right. Obama hired her. Okay. For example, Biden, who hired this cross-dresser that was stealing bags at the airport, and he's in charge of our nuclear waste. Forget what his name is, but probably, you know, the bald-headed, ugly guy who thinks he's a woman. I also put in the Benghazi victims because that cannot be forgotten about. We're going to be doing this on 9/11. Part of it is to honor and pay tribute to our real heroes. And those aren't singers and actors. Like our real heroes are the people that risk their lives every day to try to protect the public, people who blow the whistle and say, hey, we have a problem. Those are the heroes, okay? And they have to be recognized and honored. I put Lieutenant General McInerney in the ICU directory, stood up at the press conference years ago. I forget, like 2012 or so. I can't remember. It's all running together. But he stood up for the families of the SEAL Team 6 and SEAL Team 10 that were killed because of Obama and Biden's incompetence and intentional screwing up of their missions. The National Press Corps held it. But normally you'd have, you know, media come to it, but nobody came to it because they were paid not to come because you're a bunch of freaking traitors. Ugh. Aaron Vaughn and other people that had their Chinook helicopter taken down, all because of Obama hiring scumbags intentionally, but Muslim Brotherhood operatives, that's who Obama hired. Freaking Marxist scum. Ugh. So I put those guys in there. I have Matt Laumeier, who is an author and a veteran. He was exposed for talking about, I'm sorry, he was fired from his job in the military because of exposing the woke agenda that they're putting in there. Okay, we need men with some cojones and some testosterone, not a bunch of sissies protecting us, especially if they're on drugs for, you know, gender changes and all that stuff. You think you want mentally people on drugs running our nuclear weapons, intelligence agencies? All right, so some of the other ones are pretty obvious. Robert Kiyosaki is the author of Rich Dad, Poor Dad. He's personal friends with Trump, man, at Trump's kids' weddings. He's a veteran. He served in a few wars, okay? He's a real stand-up guy. There's a new organization, AlignAct.com. it basically lets you figure out what cause you want to get involved in so that you can, you know, find your place kind of and, you know, where you want to focus. Nice thing. Act for America, done by Bridget Gabriel, who's a Lebanese Christian who was smuggled out of Lebanon when it fell to the Muslim terrorists, and the Jews came and helped her family, the Israeli army. It wasn't Americans that came, okay? Jimmy Carter was in charge, I think, at that time, and, you know, he didn't want to get involved. A lot of anti, you know, there's a Caesarian Jewish mafia that has nothing to do with being a Jew, and they've been elevated, and they say they're Jews, but they're not Jews, okay? And, you know, because real Jews are pro-life, and they're not pro-stealing other people's property, and they're not pro-killing the old, and that's this Caesarian Jewish mafia that's taken over. So when, you know, all you see anti-Jewish sentiment rising up, don't call them Jews. They're faux Jews, okay? They're fakes, okay? That's not what a Jewish person believes. You want to know what Judaism is about? It's about read Buried Treasure by Rabbi Daniel Lapin, L-A-P-I-N, as in rabbit in French. Or read Dennis Prager's books. Dennis is a real mensch. God bless Dennis Prager. He has Prager University, Prager U. All right, so moving on. I put a professor from Georgetown. I used to work for a dentist who was from Georgetown University. Anyway, her name is Azra Nomani, and she's written a book called Woke Army. And she's a Muslim, but she understands, you know, she would never have been given the opportunity she has if she had stayed in her Muslim nation or been, you know, living in a Muslim controlled radical nation. Some of the other ones aren't that surprising that I've included. I put some famous people in, like Blake Lively, who, her, you know, she talks about what is going on, what she's been shown and told by the good FBI and the people that are doing the rescue missions. And, you know, she explains it in such a way that she paints the picture. It's really not very pleasant, but, you know, she did it. And this went after her and her husband, Ryan Reynolds, who's a Canadian, because they got married at a plantation that used to be a slave owner. Guess what? The whole world is and was slave owners, okay? So, you know, these stupid leftists that keep pushing this narrative. It was the Democrats who wanted slavery, the Democrats that did segregation, and the Democrats that blocked the Civil Rights Act until Lyndon Johnson could get in there and take credit for it after he killed JFK with his CIA buddies, leftover Nazis. All right, so let's put it in perspective, okay? We're done being nice. You aren't worth gusting. Ugh. All right, I've put in some other important authors. I put in Taylor Swift because she is a good person. She's written a lot of beautiful songs. She's made a lot of people happy. She's a huge young audience. And, you know, she unfortunately voted for Obama because she didn't do her homework and she listened to stupid paid off Nazis in media that are controlled by Nazis. And so she thought Obama was this great guy and she voted for him. I'm going to give her for that because she was young and dumb. But if you recall, Taylor, I'm the woman that sent you the mom into the message saying they're putting satanic messaging in your videos and music. And I hope you got that message because people are not just leftists. A lot of them are satanic and demonically possessed. And they have almost like a hive mind mentality where that's where, you know, they get the message and they all show up at one place. So there was in Britain just a few days ago, there was a women's group meeting and suddenly all these LGBTQ activists, morons, show up and start screaming at the group. They're just trying to have a women's club meeting and they start being screamed at by these whack jobs, okay? These people are unhinged. They should be mental institutions, but the Democrats don't want to spend money on actually caring for people. So they go to put on the street and let you get killed by them, or have your kids raped by them, or have them be given drugs by them. Okay, these are people that aren't supposed to be inside. Okay, McFarlane in there because he's a truth teller. There. Some of them are self-explanatory. If anybody who sees this when I put it out here today, hopefully, you don't want to be included. Yeah, big deal, okay? But I'd rather get it in there and then get it out there, and then I can actually have a life again, because I'm tired and worn out, and I'm spending my time on this, but I said, I think it could do a lot of good. And I also think that I don't see anybody else doing it. And I think it's important that we see progress and we know, oh, I didn't know about that organization. Oh, no, let me get involved with that. I mean, we need, like I said, all hands on deck. Okay. We need people to get activated and motivated and liberated. Okay. So I'm doing this because it'll help, but only if you look at it and share it. And, you know, I feel like Cinderella. I feel like I work like a slave and I don't get to go to any of the parties or balls or any of the, even the, you know, special events like the Reckoning Fest or the Am Fest that was in Arizona, or the one they just had a big cruise in Maryland that Chris Eriks, like all him baby Trump, because he dances in the crowd, and I think he used to be a Chippendales dancer, but I'm not sure. But he organized the social cruise in Maryland in the harbor. You know, these are things that I could go to, but you know, I can't. It's all happening far away, and it's expensive to go traveling. And I have obligations here. So anyway, bottom line is, I would just like to go to the I put Travis Taylor in. He's from Huntsville, Alabama. Super, super brilliant man. His PhDs and doctorate degrees in engineering and aerospace. He's a researcher, and he's been doing exposés at Skinwalker Ranch and working there, trying to figure out what's going on there. It seems to be like a ripple in time or a ripple in different dimensions. There's something weird going on there at Skinwalker Ranch, and he's been on the Rick and Bubba show, which has been on the Glenn Beck network, The Blaze. And you can listen to him also on YouTube. He's a good man. And as I said, these people that I'm putting in here, they're not necessarily pro-Trump, or they're, you know, not as conservative as I am. I like to think they're probably pro-life instead of pro-killing babies and grinding up the babies, not even giving them a proper burial and then putting that crap in our water. Yeah, that's what's going on, people. But, you know, I put them in here because my heart tells me that they're on the right side of things. And I don't know what's going to happen, but I know it's either going to get fixed or we're going down the tubes. So it's now or never, people. We're out of time. All right. So then I put in I even put Russell Brand in there because he's doing some good charity recovery. And, you know, he was Mary Perry, who used to be, you know, the daughter, or is the daughter of Pastor. But apparently she went over to the Illuminati's control and does what she's told. And if I'm wrong about that, please prove me wrong, Katie. But seeing your videos, and either you're sending messages or you're working for the Illuminati, one or the other. So I'm not putting you into the ICU. We have Bryn Chang, who's an expert on China. You know, for people who are not paying attention, Hong Kong used to be under, let's put it this way, the Brits had a big influence in Hong Kong, but the rest of the country is ruled by the ruthless, evil, communist Chinese party. And that's who they're sending over to our colleges, into jobs, it's not the Chinese people, it's the Communist Chinese Party. I can't put it that way. They've got billions of people. They don't care if they have people in the war. They get us disarmed first. And so that's what Biden's job is, to take our guns away. Or get us with... Yeah, I said it. All right, so then I put some doctors in there. I put people that are of distinction, of high caliber, of high education, so that you can realize that the left sneers the people on the right because they know that they can't hold a candle to us. We're the inventors. We're the ones that are the movers and the shakers. You're just a bunch of parasites. You live off of us, okay? They've got nothing but morons and scum on their side, so they have to put down the people that are actually informed and educated. I put also some international people from other countries, like South African Lara Logan, and thanks to Obama and fermenting the Arab Spring with Move On, Commie Scum, and toppling pro-West Mubarak, Lara Logan was reporting on that, and she got raped by the Muslim, those peaceful Muslims, during the Arab Spring, thanks to Obama. She got gang raped, people, okay? Gang raped because of Obama. And it was actually the Muslim woman in the crowd that got her to safety. So, I'm tired, I'm worn out, and I need you all to look at what I'm trying to tell you, because I see it, okay? I don't want to go into that right now, but, part of the reason I'm worn out is because of these visions and dreams that I have, and I'm just an ordinary person. This is going to be happening to a lot of other people. People are already having this experience. One person is Dutch Sheets, Ken Sheets, who's a pastor who I knew his relative in New Jersey, when I was a young girl. And I didn't know that Sheets was going to, be a famous pastor someday, and that he would have had this vision that he had on 9/11. I mean, pay attention, people. Okay, these are people, this is like God weaving things together. And because God cares about us and God wants us to have harmony and prosperity and health and happiness. And, we're not supposed to be under the rule of wicked evil, okay? And when you don't stand up, that's what happens. I put some military officers into the ICU guide. One is Admiral James Lyons, who blew the whistle on Obama early on, but he was already in his 90s when he said what he said. Passed, I think, in 2018. But I listened to what Admiral Ryan said, and I believed that he knew what he was talking about. It goes back to what I said long ago and took a lot of heat on, is protectourliberty.org. In the Constitution, John Jay, our founder, told Washington, General Washington at the time, before he became president, that we got to put in a security clause and have it be that the only people that can become president after this generation, the people that are here now, because, we're all from different countries, is a natural born clause saying you have to be born in America to U.S. citizens. That's the meaning of natural born. It doesn't mean that you snuck in last night. It doesn't mean that your parents are here, but you were born abroad. It doesn't mean that you're the child of an illegal alien, okay? You're not qualified, eligible under the U.S. Constitution to be president, and they, the Democrats did it anyway. They did it twice. They put in Obama, whose Kenyan dad, Marxist Kenyan dad, disqualified him for presidency, And they did it with Harris, who has the same issue. Her parents are foreigners. And I do not believe, even though she was supposedly born here, I do not believe her parents were naturalization process at the time that she was born in California, Alameda County. So, you know, she's also ineligible. You keep doing this to us, Democrats, because you're wicked and evil and moralist and lawless. And that's why you can't be in power, because you don't have any moral compasses. You're broken people, and you're ugly. I put in some organizations to help you figure out, you know, which one you want to get involved in. I put in Mark Wahlberg, who started the Youth Foundation, and he's involved with the Boys and Girls Club, trying to get kids that can, they have the, in Maine is the northbound. It's where they try to help in at-risk kids, in troubled kids. Mark Wahlberg is an actor, but before that he was Marky Marky. And, he's had a troubled life, and he's done some things that he's not proud of. But he's turned back to his faith, his Catholic faith. And because he did that, the demons on the left came after him big time and started bringing up all his past. And, you know, he used to be, like when I was growing up, you know, you'd see people fight on the street, like, you know, fist fights. You'd have, you know, boys on campus going at it, you know, over a girl or whatever. You'd have a barroom fight. You know, it wasn't a big deal because people realize that, you know, sometimes that happens. And usually, you know, have somebody in the group, in the crowd, that pulls the person that's doing it off of the person that's being beaten on. But now you can't even, he had some fights, that happened to be with some Asians, supposedly. And so, you know, that makes, you know, him have a scarlet letter, bigot, or whatever they're trying to do, you know, with Mark. Now, how about some grace, people? I mean, how about looking at a person, what they're doing now with their life? I know some things about Mark Wahlberg. I know that he's a changed person. So I put him in the ICU. And that's what we need, some TLC and intensive care unit. All right, so I'm getting low on time again. I was going to take a call and see if I have anything coming in. I know how I sound. So I have to step away for a while, but try to get this done. Please look at my videos on Lori and Company in Circle S, YouTube, as well as Rumble, and also, well, my website is loribella.com, LORIBELLA.com. I'm ringing the Bella. All right, so if you want to call in quickly before the end of the show, the call-in number is shown on the show notes. It's like 563-999-3471. So getting back to the history, a lot of President Trump's friends and advisors from his cabinet were arrested in a ruthless way, like, SWAT teams coming to their homes. Roger Stone was one of them. Peter Navarro, Roger Stone's wife, was also there when it happened. Paul Manafort, he was arrested. And it's not that they've done anything criminal. It's that the Democrats want to smear people, because that's what they do. They're a bunch of freaking Nazis. That's how the Nazis ran things. They smeared people. They intimidated people. They made people afraid to speak. I saw my husband's parents, his whole village were occupied by Nazis, okay? My husband's family were Catholics, and they saw their neighbors disappear. They saw what was going on, and there was a few people in the neighborhood, but one in particular, which I won't say his name, he was a single and a man of faith, and he wasn't a Jew. he hid those kids in his house because he knew he had nothing to lose except his own life. He did what he thought was the right thing to do. There's a memorial to him in my husband's little village in Holland. But that man is a hero. And there were thousands more like that person, that man, who did the right thing. And that's what I'm asking you to do. I'm asking you to do the right thing. Put your political views and, you know, I'm pro-abortion or whatever your issue is, put it aside. Do you want to live in a free country run by decent people? That's really the bottom line. Do you want to turn your eye and be a, turn a blind eye and pretend that you don't know about the human trafficking and the abuse of these poor children? I just can't believe that it's taken so long to clean up this freaking mess by you freaking demons. So I'm asking you to pray all together when you hear this mess. Pray out loud. We denounce this evil in Jesus Christ Almighty, will not be ruled by evil. We declare right now that every person involved in this wickedness drops dead in the name of Jesus Christ Almighty. If that be your will, Lord, take them out because we can't have them among us. Okay, they are too poisoned, too far gone. And if you can redeem them, please redeem them. But do help us, Lord, because we can't take on this wickedness. There's just too many and they're everywhere. Please, Lord, hear our prayer. I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. And I know you're not supposed to ask people to drop dead, but what do you do when you see these freaking zombies coming out of the woodwork and doing the crap that they're doing and thinking that it's okay to hurt children and sell children and put poison in our food and blow up trains with toxins on it because they know it'll make people sick and die and then they can buy up get the land cheap. I mean, this is how wicked these demons are. And they're in the UN. They're a bunch of freaking Nazi Satanists with some evil force inside them, probably from not this dimension. They're occupied. They're occupied. You know, you hear of Occupy Wall Street. Democrats are occupied. And you're occupied by demons, and you should be worried about that instead of worrying about whether Trump used the wrong tone or whether, you know, he for real. God, it's so freaking wicked and stupid. It's revolting. I don't want to even live near you people, let alone be employed by you or do business with you. And that's partly what Encircle Us is about. You want to have business with people that are treat people right, do the right thing. I'll give you another example. This company that my sister thinks is great is Zulily. Right? Don't shop on Amazon. Okay, that guy Bezos or whatever his name is, he doesn't give one crap about what's right or good or whatever. He's a globalist and he has absolutely no ethics. And he got special deals and dispensation from the globalists. Okay, that's why he can give free shipping. That's why all small businesses go out of business because they can't, you know, charge people to and compete because of the shipping cost, which is also part of the plan to make us all. I mean, I kind of family in Europe because I couldn't afford the VAT taxes and the expense of sending things there. So we're trying to find companies that can, you know, ship internationally. And I say we're trying to. I mean, I have companies that are able to ship internationally, companies that have, you know, good ethics and practices. And Zulily is one of them, according to my sister. She feels like they've always done right by her and you know, are honest and good people to deal with. And I have a lot of other ones. And I would love to put them in the ICU, but then I think, no, this is, you know, political. So, like, I have them put in politicians. I've put in people in media, people in education, people in businesses, people who have venues, people who are I would consider experts, people who are medical professionals. Another guy I put in there is Joe Bob Talisi. He's on the Daily Caller. And he's great at fundraising, and he's a strategist. And so he's a young guy. You know, I want to elevate these young people, because if you have young people that are, you know, thinking logically and, you know, have been raised right, and I mean that literally, raised right, then, you know, those are the people that are future leaders, people that you want to elevate, not I mean, I feel so bad for the Black community, how they've been railroaded by the Democrats and taken advantage of, and then, you know, all they do is push hate and racism, and then they think that they're actually not racist if they say that white people are racist. I don't have whites don't have a channel called White TV. You Black people do. You have Black Entertainment Network or whatever, BET, Black Entertainment TV. You have your own network, but we're the racists. Yeah. Should have just stayed in your own countries. Would have been a lot less rioting, a lot less troubles, because ungrateful people are in our country now. And those are the ones that are causing the crime, and those are the ones that are molesting our kids. And those are the ones that are turning out communists from the colleges and schools. And we're not taking it anymore. We're done. And you can either move over and be with us, or you can just eat yourself and stay with those scumbags, because you're not going to have businesses. You're not going to be on TV. You're not going to have employers, because guess what? Employers are going to be arrested for what they did with the pushing the shot, the unconstitutional lockdown and all the other stuff. Politicians are going to be arrested for their part in it. Okay, so there is going to be civil unrest unless you people sit down and shut up and let it straighten. And I'm sorry to be so blunt, but that's what it comes down to. We can't, I mean, the pastors aren't going to say it. They don't want to lose their congregation. The politicians aren't going to say it. They don't want to lose their constituency, or say, oh, you know, you can't run anymore because, you know, you insulted the gay population, the 2% population, which is so important suddenly. You know, they're not going to say it. So I'm saying it. You people are wicked, and we're not going to be ruled by you. And I've tried to put people into ICU new. I can help. The thing that's new is thefire.org, thefire.org. This is particularly being on campuses and other things. It's a lot of great, great resources there. And I haven't even gotten into that. Been so occupied. Busy, occupied, not occupied by wickedness, like the Democrats are. And I'm sorry if you don't like hearing that, but you people are just totally out of control. I'm out of time. TheFire.org. Some of the people I put in are related to the new movie, Jesus Revolution movie that has Kelsey Grammer starring it, playing Chuck Smith, who started the Jesus movement out here in California. And I put Greg and Kathy Laurie in there, who were involved with that at the time when it happened, and have continued. They're up in Riverside, a congregation up there. A lot of good, good people are stepping up. Put Jesse Lee Peterson in, who's got things going with the bond that he started. And he's doing good things. Not bond as in politics, a bond trying to help people. He's a good guy. Sean Hannity knows him. I put Lou Ferrigno in there because, like my son, he has a hearing loss. Lou got cochlear implants, and he was able to become a speaker and a deputy sheriff. And he's a good guy. He's a bodybuilder. He plays Hulk, if you don't know, and really sweet, gentle man. And so those are the kind of people that I put in there, people that I think, John and Chrissy Espy, who have the Spiritual Warriors Against Trafficking. They know Tim Ballard and Our Rescue and Best for Child Rescue with Craig Sawyer, and they started organizing people, group small groups to pray against this. You know, we have to battle this in the real world, but in their group is Spiritual Warriors Against Trafficking, SWAT. So that's a SWAT team, get it? And rocking the West Coast. And some of the people, I think, you know, wouldn't mind being included in this. Some people might put a lot of music, country music stars in it, because they're the ones that are actually putting out good music. And then Dick Van Dyke and Tom Jones. I put in Tim Tebow. He has a rescue work going on at his foundation to get people out and organized to do good. So anyway, I'm going to be putting this out later, hopefully today, and I want you to run with it. I want you to share it. And I want you to be bold and be brave, and we'll all be free. Very, very simple, okay? You get on the right page, and we can get so much done to stop this nonsense of letting wicked people push us around and tell us what to do. God bless you. God bless America so we can bless the world. Mm-hmm.